Did you? I was confused.
Maybach wants me to prove I'm a tough guy before signing the partnership agreement.
Really? So he's sending you off to, where, the Congo, 3 weeks before our wedding?
Actually, to the Vestavault. Campfires, tents, the complete macho program.
Eustace smirked.
They're picking me up soon. Get this, they'll blindfold us so we don't know where we're—
But you hate camping, I interrupted. Besides, we're supposed to choose the wedding cake, and I have to go over the guest list with you before we order place cards.
It's just for 5 days, Finchen.
I really hated that particular diminutive of my name.
Your crazy aunts will be delighted to taste their way through all the cake shops in town. You girls don't need me.
But
there's no but. There are things a man simply has to do,
he said, emphasizing each syllable.
Especially if a pay rise of tens of thousands of euros is involved. I am sure you agree with me there, Josefina.
I said nothing. When Eustace used my full first name, any further discussion was futile. It had been like that since we were students and was one of the things I had learned to accept. He gave me a peck on the forehead and stuffed his coat into the duffel bag. Well, there's still time for us to sit and have coffee, I said, trying another approach. I have something important I need to tell you.
Is it about that horrid Frau Ziegelow? I'm sure it can wait till next week. I don't understand why she constantly wastes your time and why you let her. Dump that clown on one of the peons.
I contemplated his chiseled face, shimmering gray eyes and long lashes. Eustace had a slight squint, which sometimes gave the impression that he wasn't looking straight at you, but at something behind you. I had always considered it strangely attractive. Now, however, it underscored my impression that mentally he had already left the apartment. Okay, fine. It can wait, I forced myself to say, and was relieved to see his disapproving expression disappear. We had always disagreed on how to interact with clients. He preferred to deal with them in writing only, but poor Frau Ziegelow wasn't even what I'd wanted to discuss. I had wanted to tell him about the missing ring, though, on reflection, it was probably better if I dealt with that on my own. I was quite sure he wouldn't understand my grandmother's superstitions about the heirloom.
I'll call you. Oh, wait, actually.
He reached for his BlackBerry and handed it to me.